You know, down through the centuries, one of the terrible problems in religion has been taking everything on the surface, everything literally. Even today, there's a great deal of struggle between what we might call a fundamentalist or understanding that every word of the Bible is the word of God and therefore can only be seen in one way. The truth is that the Bible is filled with the wisdom of the Spirit, written by people who were inspired at different stages of the awakening of humanity, if you will. What I mean by that is that the Old Testament and the New Testament have something different about them. They aren't one thing, one book, without continuity. Certainly we find glorious insight in Psalms and in the great prophets, in these people enlightened by an understanding of the nature of our Creator. But the difference between the Old and the New Testament is the birth of Jesus in the world and what that means to Christians and to anyone who really explores these matters, who has a hunger for righteousness, for goodness, a hunger for understanding the depths of life. What that means is that with the appearance of the one we call the Christ, the Anointed One, the Holy One of God, the Messiah, we find a whole new revelation, or shall we say a full and ultimate revelation of the mysteries of life that we cannot comprehend otherwise. You know, the Hubble telescope and all the wondrous tools of science have given us so much, but they have not been able to answer the ultimate questions, which in your heart, if you take time to be still and to listen, still remain. We know we live in a vast universe, with a great diversity of life and ideas, but sometimes you have to come down to the bottom line. What is the essence of it all? And in those timeless and universal teachings of Jesus, it is revealed to us, to all of us, whoever we are, whatever culture, whatever religion we come from, it is revealed to us what the true nature of God, of the uncreated one, truly is. And that revelation from Jesus tells us that it is unconditional love. You might recall the teachings that the Lord reigns and shines the sun on the just and the unjust, that there is forgiveness to be found, regardless of our past, that there is new creation, a new self to be brought to life by encountering this wisdom, that healing of mind and heart, psychology, can be miraculously given to us by opening ourselves up to the reality of spirit. So, approaching Christianity, approaching Jesus, is not sort of a smorgasbord that you can pick and choose from. Let's try some of this and some of that. Those of you who are seekers, who are interested in wisdom and meaning and purpose, may have tried a variety of things. I did so myself in my journey. That teaching, seek and you will find, is one of great power. In order to find, you have to seek. And in seeking, you'll wander through all sorts of paths. But I'm here to tell you that if you truly are seeking, that which is life-changing. In other words, changing of yourself, bringing you peace and joy and fulfillment and passion for living rightly with purpose. Ultimately, that search will take you to the one we call the Christ, to the one who, against all the ways of his time, gave us a teaching that brought love to all, that accepted women at a time when they were completely second-class citizens, that accepted the tax collector hated by the community for good reason, as he betrayed the community out of greed, accepted not in his wretchedness, but in his potential to become something else. In other words, Jesus brought the reality of God to your doorstep to say to you, whatever you have been, whatever life has made out of you, whatever your family has done to you, God knows who you are. And it is your birthright, your opportunity to live anew, to start again today, to receive help from a higher power, to become receptive to the reality of Spirit.